The readings this fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time place before us a quiet but, I think, demanding question. Who does God rely on to change the world? Well, the answer, given consistently and almost stubbornly by Scripture again and again, is this: not the powerful, not the impressive, not even the self-assured. No, God chooses the lowly. He chooses the humble, the ones who know their need. And God builds the kingdom, not someday, but now. The prophet Zephaniah spoke to a people who feel small, who feel threatened and overlooked. And he tells them not to grasp for power, not to imitate the ways of the strong, but instead to seek the Lord, seek humility. And then comes that striking promise, "I will leave as a remnant a people humble and lowly." These are not the ones who dominate or shout the loudest. They're the ones who trust. They're the ones who live truthfully. They're the ones who allow God to act through them. St. Paul picks up that same theme, and he reminds the Corinthians, rather bluntly, that most of them were not impressive by the world's standards. Not many were wise, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. Yet Paul does not say this to shame them. He says it, rather, to free them. God did not choose them because they were strong. God chose them, rather, because they were willing and available. And in choosing them, God gave them everything they needed: wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. This is the great paradox of discipleship. God does not wait for us to become extraordinary before calling us. God calls us as we are and then supplies what we lack. The kingdom of God is not built by people who never doubt themselves. It's built by people, rather, who trust God more than their own doubts. That truth, I think, comes into focus beautifully in today's gospel. The Beatitudes are familiar words, but also kind of dangerous words. They could be. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn, the merciful, the peacemakers. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We sometimes hear these Beatitudes sort of as future-oriented, promises for heaven, consolation deferred, justice postponed. But Jesus does not say, notice, blessed will you be someday. He says, blessed are you right now in this world, in the midst of our struggles, in our conflict, and even in our uncertainty. The Beatitudes then are not an escape plan from the world. They're a blueprint for transforming it. This week, I was reminded of that truth in a rather unexpected place at a local Catholic production of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. On the surface, we know it's a story about boyhood mischief, about whitewashed fences and Mississippi River adventures. But underneath, it is a story that still matters today because it's about growing up. And growing up, as the story shows us, is not about being comfortable. It's about being courageous. Tom Sawyer grows when he learns to choose courage over comfort, truth over silence. He learns that doing the right thing often costs something. It may cost popularity. It may cost safety. It may cost the easy way out, but it also leads to freedom, true freedom. That's precisely the journey that Jesus describes in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who know they can't rely on themselves alone. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who care enough about justice to be unsettled by injustice. Blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers who avoid conflict, rather those who risk themselves to heal what is broken. This is not passive holiness. We call this active discipleship. And Psalm 146 reinforced that message by reminding us what God actually does. God secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, sets captives free, and protects the stranger, sustains the orphan and the widow. These are not abstract spiritual ideals, my brothers and sisters. These are concrete actions. And Scripture's quite clear. God accomplishes this work through His people. And so to follow Christ is not simply to admire these Beatitudes. It's rather to live them. The task of discipleship is to actively assist in the building of God's kingdom on earth, to align our choices and our priorities, our courage with the values of the gospel. It can be intimidating because we know our limits, don't we? We know our fears. We know how often we would rather stay silent than speak, stay comfortable than act, stay safe rather than risk loving deeply. But Paul's words returned to steady us. God chose the foolish and the weak. God chose the lowly. And in doing so, God gives us everything we need to respond. The saints before us were not fearless, but they were faithful. The Beatitudes are not for the perfect, they're for the willing. And God does not ask us to save the world, only to be faithful where we're planted. Tom Sawyer's story still matters today because it reminds us that moral courage is learned. It's practiced. It grows over time. And the gospel tells us that the same is true of holiness. Each choice to tell the truth, to stand with the vulnerable, to show mercy, or to seek peace, each truth becomes a small stone in the kingdom that God is building. And so today, Jesus sits on that hillside and speaks to ordinary people like you and like me, and he calls them and us blessed, not because we've arrived, but because we're willing to follow. May we trust that God has chosen each of us, not despite our weakness, but through it. And may we believe that the kingdom of God is not only promised for the future, but truly entrusted to our care today.